The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Kevin McCullough.
So glad you're with us from New York every Saturday night. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. From the auspices of the tri-state area, all the way to Fairbanks, Alaska, Orlando, Florida, San Diego, California, you name it, we're there and everywhere in between. So thank you for having us on two great television networks as well, Biz TV and the UAN. And you can see both of those online. Just search either one of them. But we're grateful to have you alongside as well. And Stephen is in mid-flight. He's going to land, we believe he's going to land in Dubai about 10:30 Eastern time. And then be able to check in with us, but he's in the midst of some world travel. You know, when he does the apprentice thing, life is really boring the year before apprentice. But after apprentice, he always has like lots of stuff coming around. So he's done apprentice a few times, and he's just enjoying some of the fruit of that labor. So we're glad for him to be able to do it. Kevin McCullough is my name, and for those of you that don't know who I am, my daily show appears on many of these stations. But I'm a talk show host based out of New York. We have a lot of fun. We try to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, and pursue clarity every day. And I'm trying to find the clarity on a couple of things related to this story from Kenosha, Wisconsin. This father, gravely concerned about the safety of his daughter in kindergarten, as any father that is worth his salt would be, not satisfied with how the school is handling the fact that a fellow 5-year-old kindergartner has kicked her in the face, thrown sand and rocks at her, done any number of things, and not really taken any action. Well, where does public education think that it's okay not to take action when this type of thing is had? That's one of the things I'm a little confused by. I'm also confused by the media that has mocked the dad, saying, oh, well, he couldn't even, oh, he has to, you got to file a restraining order against a 5-year-old? Man, how terrible is that? You're awful. What do you make of this? 888-340-3373. Let's go back to the phones. John, patiently waiting on line 3 from Farmington Hills, Michigan. John, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough tonight. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Kevin McCullough. This is a excellent and critical topic that you've selected to talk about. It has a number of facets as to why we're losing control over our own children in society. And I'm going to touch on 3, possibly 4 good points for you rather quickly.
Okay.
All right, what's happened here is when I'm like 56, and when I was in school, if you got out of hand with another student or disrupted the class, you were going to get the paddle. Now, once or twice, and I can assure you, that put us straight. We knew that the paddle was there, and we didn't want to think about it, so we keep straight.
Oh, did we lose? Oh, John, call back, because you were just making all kinds of sense, and we just lost you there. 888-340-3373. John, please call back. You got your first point out. Let's go ahead and go to line 2. Gino's calling from the Bronx. Hey, Gino, welcome. Glad you're with us. Listening to AM 970, our flagship out of New York City. Hi.
You keep disappointing me, my dear brother Groucho. You let Harpo go off to Dubai to give a lecture on how to make meatballs out of camel meat, and you pay for his first-class tickets, too, no less. But do you ever put Chico in the studio with you, your other brother from another mother? I mean, what's wrong with you, man? You didn't even put on your electrical tape over your eyebrows and your mustache. I mean, you didn't even say the secret word and give me $200.
Oh, man.
What's the matter with you?
I must be missing a lot of Italian references there, Gino, because
let me get to the point here, all right?
Yeah.
A worthless piece of paper is what a restraining order is. I could tell you this from my professional experience of having been a probation officer here in the Bronx. You must have the balls, the chestnuts, to defend your child. A worthless piece of paper like a restraining order is going to do nothing but get your child killed. Because unless you've got a private army or you've got a police officer for a brother or a father to enforce that piece of paper, or a gutless weasel judge that actually will lock up a five-year-old, which is ridiculous, you got to show some balls. You got to go to the kid and tell him, hey, look, I'm going to tell it to you one time and one time only. You put a hand on my daughter again, I'm going to break off your fingers and I'm going to feed them to the dog. And then I'm going to go after your father and I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Either your son leaves my daughter alone, or I send you to the hospital, or I send you to the morgue. Speak softly and carry a big stick, as Theodore Roosevelt would say.
Yeah.
We have become a wussified nation.
That's true.
We have become an overly litigious nation.
That's true.
This guy is a fool, and the other fool called him before because he, of course, is a school guard. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The school is responsible. They are, as the legal term goes, in loco parentis. They are in place of the parent. They must protect not only your daughter, but the bully who's aggravating your daughter, because otherwise they can be held accountable in a court of law. And if there is gross negligence, they get sued and the taxpayers get screwed along with them. So stand up for your rights, be a man, don't be a wuss, and protect your daughter. Otherwise, don't engage in stupid things like a restraining order, which is probably going to get his daughter killed.
So what I'm hearing from you, Gino, is break off the fingers and give them to the dog.
You threaten to do it. You don't actually do it, because then they'll put you in lockup.
Of course they would.
And you'll go through central booking.
That's true.
That's where you should go for not having me in the studio tonight.
All right, Gino, thank you. Thank you. Always entertaining, my friend. Always entertaining. 888-340-3373. No, the school wasn't doing anything. They had not removed the five-year-old from the classroom. They were still in the same class. And they had not, in fact, done so much as any type of separation until the father did show up with the restraining order this last Wednesday morning. Right up until that time, the school had literally done nothing about this. And this kid, five-year-old boy, and look, I know what some of you are sitting here saying. Kev, don't you understand that the kid's kicking her in the face and throwing sand and rocks at her hair? He likes her. He's going to marry her someday. It's going to be a match made in heaven. That may or may not be true, but you better not be doing that to my girl. Because at 5 years old, she doesn't understand anything about your repressed sexual problems that you probably won't work out until your 30s. 888-340-3373. But so the dad goes to court. Well, he tries to talk to the school. School doesn't do anything. So he goes to court. He gets a restraining order. At least the restraining order on this level got the kid out of the classroom. They were required to remove the child from her class once the restraining order showed up. But there's, as you can tell from the variety of calls we're getting tonight, there's a variety of response. Do you think it was effective? Or is the proper way to do this, to deal with this, is to just over the back fence say to so-and-so, look, you've got to call off your hound. And if you don't, there is going to be trouble. 888-340-3373. Let's go all the way to Alaska and talk with Pam, listening to AM 660 KFAR. Hey, Pam, glad you're with us.
Hi, Kevin. I was just going to point out that maybe the school, although they say they were doing nothing, maybe they were the ones that suggested that the father do this, because oftentimes you have your hands tied behind your back when you are a teacher or administrator, and we are forced to take any child that is sent to our classroom.
Are you an educator, Pam?
Yep. And you know, they're wonderful, wonderful kids. However, they're children that, if they're on the Asperger's spectrum or autistic, may have behaviors that are not socially acceptable. But we still have to have those children in our class, and it's only after a father coming up with the restraining order that something can be done, because the parents that have the child with the disability or whatever you want to call it, they're saying, look, we have every right to put our child in there, and you have to.
Have you seen restraining orders be used in your school?
No.
So,
I have seen where you have to say, look, you have to go beyond what I can do here. It's got to come from a parent.
That's interesting.
So, I have no way of knowing anything about what was going on there, but oftentimes you have to employ whatever you have at your hands, your resources to help parents know what they can do. And many times I see in many situations where the children are in control of the parents.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right, Pam. Thanks for the call. Got to take this break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, and the guys in the TV room didn't like the fact that I had a red velvet Pop-Tart sitting here in front of the TV screen, so they asked if I would move it. I'm thinking maybe now putting it on the front of the microphone, something like this. Maybe this would look good. If you're watching on TV, I'm sure you're intensely interested in the fact that I have a Pop-Tart sitting on the microphone. But in radio, it probably sounds just as good, so there you go. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Baldwin is hopefully en route to landing in the next 10 minutes or so. He's supposed to land in Dubai. I don't exactly know what's going on in Dubai. I don't know why he's there, but I know he's going from there to the Philippines, to Dubai, to back to the Philippines, back to New York at some point. I asked him if he was going to be back next week. He said, maybe. So hopefully he'll be back with us next week. But we're talking about the story out of Kenosha, this father who took out a restraining order against a five-year-old. And he's been mocked on almost every level of press that's out there. And I'm curious what you think about this. Now, we've heard from a lot of radio folks tonight. We haven't heard from anybody watching on television. And we normally hear from more of you than others. Are you just not convinced, if you're in TV land tonight, that this is that big of a deal? I mean, to what level would you go to protect your daughter? Is filing a restraining order that big of a deal? I didn't understand the mockery. That was the part that kind of puzzled me. Why media members would, I mean, unless they don't have kids, and then they can't relate to the degree of love and loyalty they have for them. You don't mess with Papa Bear. You just don't. And Papa Bear's princess? Come on. That's beyond stupid. So I applaud any father taking any means necessary to protect his children. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Christopher's calling from New York City. Christopher, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. So glad to have you with us. Line two. Christopher, are you there? Christopher, I hear you. I can tell that there's something on the line. Put him back on hold. Let's go to line one. Irene from Florida. We're listening to AM 570 WTBN. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. I'm glad you're on. Glad you're watching on the wall.
I'm so glad that we're here, too. Thank you for being here. What do you think about this?
I think it starts at the top of our nation, and it's a mentality that's killing us because, you know, our president doesn't care. And all the administration, they don't even bring Americans. They have no, they don't protect Americans even overseas, anywhere. It's, and our media is ridiculous because they are like brainwashed. All they do is say whatever they're supposed to say. It's almost like 1984 now, whatever that, you know, all the language they used in that book. Anyway, years ago, getting back to this, years ago, my mother was wonderful. Something would happen, she'd call the parents, sit down with them, talk about it with both children, go through it, understand what it is, and it would be cleared up, and there would be no necessity for that. But I could tell you that today, because nobody has value for life, you know, abortion is running high, people abuse people, the older people, you know, look at this thing with the VA hospital. Oh, it's okay. You know, you could kill anybody today. It's horrific.
Meaning with impunity. Meaning with impunity, and not a lot of social reaction to it.
Right. Well, exactly. But the point is, we should be protecting our children. But I could tell you one thing: there was a woman whose child was being abused by a little like that, and she told the parent, the mother, And the mother actually took her abusive son and held down the little boy for her son to be up more. That's what happens today.
Well, that mother needs to go to prison. Irene, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The reaction and the criticism of the father in this case has been varied. Everyone from Gino, who was on with us a little while ago, saying he didn't have enough cojones to stand up for his daughter in the right way, meaning going and threatening the boy's father and the boy himself if he acted poorly, to being physically incapable of trying to handle it in the appropriate way. And that's what the media is implying by saying, well, if you take out a restraining order against a five-year-old, what good is that? The school, I think, really messed up by not separating the students and putting them in a different class and making the father feel like the child was still vulnerable even after the disputes were had. So where would you come down? If you were in this father's footsteps, what would you do if this little hellion was torturing your little princess? I would think that, no stone would be unturned. At least in my path. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to know what you think. The father did say, I think that the school should have done something a lot sooner. He said they kept him in the same classroom with my daughter throughout this until this last Wednesday morning, because Tuesday night I showed up with the restraining order. Now, it wasn't just the fact that he kicked the girl in the face and then threw sand and rocks at her. He also went and then made a pretty violent threat. He said, I want to slit your throat and watch you bleed. Now, I got to address that for a second. How on earth did a five-year-old boy come up with the idea of slitting someone's throat and watching them bleed? I've got an ankle biter who's four, going on five. He doesn't have the capacity to think about such things. Where does that come from? In a five-year-old's life, that's the kind of thing that I think you go talk to his father and you get, social workers to do an intervention to see if his home life is proper. A five-year-old says, I want to slit your throat and watch you bleed. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. That's a pretty violent threat. Is that assault worthy? Should the dad go to prison if the son is making those kinds of threats? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Marty calling from Texas and watching us on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Marty. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hi, I'm glad to be on air.
Yeah.
My reaction to the whole skeptic thing of the death on the restraining order is that the schools should be held reliable. If they can let that go on, then the school should be fined every day that they let that go on. Now, when you have your kids out so many days being sick, and then after that, if the kids are sick, you'd be fined that many days. I think it should be vice versa. The school should be fined.
All right. So, Josh, Marty, thanks for the call. A financial penalty to parents that are not paying attention and schools that aren't paying attention to the safety of their kids. What about the five-year-old saying, I want to slit her throat and watch her bleed? Where's that come from? Stay with us. I'm Baldwin McCullough.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It is Baldwin McCullough Live, coast to coast on television and radio. We're glad you're with us. If you're watching on television, that shot there was Fifth Avenue here in Manhattan. And we're grateful to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Online at baldwinmccullough.com. And we're talking about this father that had a degree of, I don't know, frustration with his local school. His kindergarten daughter was getting picked on by a boy and didn't seem like the school was doing anything. So he took out a restraining order, to which the media has begun laughing at him. There are people that are critical of him for doing it. What would you do if you were in his situation? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. That's a toll-free call. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia. Line one, Eugenio is watching on Biz Television. Hi, Eugene. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's the first time I ever done this in my life.
Well, we're glad you did.
Yeah, and I'm going to be 60 years old on November 21st, and this bullying thing is really very important because I was raised in Brooklyn, New York by my dad, and I was bullied. I went to Westinghouse Boys High, and it was to the point where I was afraid to go to school.
Hmm.
And my dad didn't know. I had to find a way to not go to school. And until today, it's affected me, my esteem, my self-esteem and everything. And I think the parents really need to really engage and some way, somehow, need to know, you know, not be violent or anything like that. Just pay attention to the children, okay? Pay attention to the children, you know, in the signs. And but I didn't. I never told my dad or anything while I was playing hooky or anything like that.
Hmm.
But I could have been a better person today if it wasn't for the bullying.
Eugene, how did you deal with it? How did you respond to it?
I rode the trains in New York, and you know, some way, somehow, by the grace of God, I guess I learned a trade. I'm an auto technician, and I'm the best of the best when it comes to fixing cars. But still, in my heart today, I could have been a car designer or something, but it affected my self-esteem so much. You know, I repeat, I'm almost 60 years old, and I still feel this thing.
Huh.
Where I couldn't go to school because I was afraid they're going to pick on me. You know, I'm 6'4".
Wow.
And I feel sorry for these kids, but sometimes these days the parents are so busy doing this and doing that, they really don't see. You know, you have to connect with the children. Really do.
That makes a ton of sense to me, Eugene. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being on with us. And I'm sorry that you did experience that. But I'm glad that you kind of fought through it and got to what you wanted to be and do anyway. And it's not too late. You can still design cars. Don't give up on your dream, Eugene. Don't give up on your dream. 888-340-3373. If you were the dad, what would you do? Would you file a restraining order? Would you have cross words with the dad over the back fence? Would you threaten the other child? Gino called up earlier and said, "Hey, you do it again, I'll break your fingers and feed them to the dogs." He said, "Of course, you don't really intend to follow through on that." But I don't know. Reagan always said, "Don't be afraid. Don't make a threat that you can't follow through on." So I think that it bears, you know, reality bears some importance in these situations. And I think when you're trying to really genuinely change behavior in someone else, you've got to keep it real. Let's go to line two. Ralph is calling from Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to AM 970 out of New York. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Kevin. I get right to the point. I think if that happened in my particular case, I think I would call Obama and his whole thing that, you know, the best would ever come out of
Ralph, I think you, I think you set a new record there. I think it was all of 9 words on a topic that had nothing to do with Obama, and you got to Obama in 9 words. I think you set a new record.
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned something about sleep. Did I hear you right when you said the 5-year-old was saying, "I will slit your throat"?
Yes, I will slit your throat and okay. Watch you bleed.
Okay, so, all right. Here's where we connect this thing to Obama.
Okay.
Right? Obama made a comment, quote, "If you are in a fight, if you bring a knife, we will bring a gun into the fort." What's the difference there? A gun.
I remember, Ralph, thank you for your call. I remember he said it, and I remember the reaction to it. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And
we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at 1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Six.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate you joining us every Saturday night. Stephen was supposed to check in with us about 14 minutes ago, but evidently his plane is being delayed getting into Dubai, so we'll see if he can join us before we're done. But Kevin McCullough is still here nonetheless. Baldwin McCullough, it is a two-man operation. On air. We've got a whole bunch of people that are running around behind the scenes, too, and we couldn't do it without them. But, so we're holding the fort down while he's away. He's hoping to be back next week. But we're talking about this story out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, in which a dad Just, you know, came to the defense of his daughter, and a lot of people have questioned the method, how he did it. He filed a restraining order against a five-year-old, some people thinking it's unnecessary and silly, and others saying that it is the very thing that he should have done, given the current climate of public education today. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open to talk with you about this. Let's talk to Sean, calling from Michigan, listening to AM 1400. Hi, Sean. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you. I'm just calling here. I have a similar situation as the father you were talking about. I think I have an idea for him. I think he should pay attention to the teachers more than the kids, because teachers are responsible for the children in the class. And instead of getting a restraining order against the kid, he should more pay attention to the teacher and force the teacher to do their job.
Well, I think that was the idea. I think that was the idea of what the restraining order would do. It forces the school to no longer allow that child to be in his daughter's class. They had not separated the kids in their class, and when you're talking about a kid that's consistently taking advantage of another child and they have access to them, it seems to me that separating that access and keeping them isolated from each other is probably a wise step. Unfortunately, the school didn't figure that out. You said you had a personal experience along these lines?
Yeah, similar experience about that. I had a 7-year-old son, and he was kind of scared all the time. So I asked him one time, he kind of opened up on me. He said, my teacher is kind of, you know, yelling at me, screaming at me. And I said, why? You know, then the family will find out that, you know, they go to free treatment and all these kind of places, but she holds him back. And I find out that she make him work in the cafeteria with the lunch lady to clean up the cafeteria and work him outside in a patio with a gardener and make him clean up the outside. So I went to the principal and I talked to her about it, that that's kind of, you know, she's abusing my kid. And the principal kind of denying it, and, you know, I asked her that I want my kid out of the class. And, you know, she kind of talked me out of it. But then I denied, I wouldn't take no for an answer. And I say, either you do that or I'm going to have to take another step. So I wrote a letter to the superintendent in a very strong legal terms, you know.
Hmm.
And then the superintendent got back to the principal. And that made it happen really quickly. And she got him out of the class. And the teacher didn't want to let him go, but I had to step in and make sure that he doesn't stay in the same class again.
Well, you're going to do what you have to do to protect your kid. That's the basic gist of it.
Yes, sir. And I think the father did the right thing. You know, he has to protect your kid. That's his job.
Yeah.
And if the teacher gets in the middle here, the third person, and she can't, you know, do her job and, you know, leave the two parents kind of engaging each other in the frustration, so she's getting away with this thing. I believe the teacher has responsibility. That's why she's getting paid. And that's why we're paying our taxes and everything.
Well, yeah, and I think that's another thing that's forgotten here. Sean, thanks for the call. Yeah, they're all on our payroll. They work for us. They're our employees. We tell them what to do. They don't tell us what to do. And that's just the way it is. I'm still a little bit befuddled at how this moved from a needing the school to take care of it issue from one that the parents do just work out on their own. Because I don't think you have to be nearly as verbose as Gino was earlier in the show. I think you can go to the other kid's father and say, hey, your kid's intimidating and trying to scare my child, and that's not going to work. So what do you suggest we do to fix this and make them come up with something? Like, you know, just put it on their plate. This is what your kid's doing. My child feels intimidated by that. I'm not going to make any threats, and I'm not going to try to be overly macho with you, but here's what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me how this is going to get fixed.
And it might be that, you know, in the day in which we live, there just isn't sometimes a will to change a person's own child's behavior. I started to tell you a story earlier in the show. Went to the barbershop today. There was a mother, a little five-year-old girl. She had a little baby in the stroller, and the dad was getting a haircut. And literally, the daughter was a wrecking ball. She wasn't obeying the mom at all. She was turning around. She was raising the blinds, lowering the blinds, raising the blinds, lowering the blinds. Turn around, kick me in the knee. Our chairs were kind of both in the corner. And so, I'm just sitting there reading a magazine or whatever, and she's kicking my knee constantly. And the mom's a loud talker, you know, Susie, sit down. Susie, don't do that. Susie, turn over here. Susie, don't. The problem is, it didn't matter how loud she was talking. The child wasn't paying any attention to her, and she wasn't obeying her. This may sound really odd. It may sound really old-fashioned. There may be a lot of people that think it sounds wrong. But a child is supposed to obey its parent. That's the way the universe runs. And if parents aren't strong enough to at least make that a reality that conforms in their own household and in their own family, then the universe is screwed. We're all in trouble. Because the child that you refuse to discipline becomes everybody else's problem when you don't do your job. So if your child doesn't obey you at home, you best be taking care of that. Because at some point in time, a man in a uniform with a bright badge, probably a hat, sidearm, and a nightclub, is probably going to have to deal with it if you don't. At the end of the day. Maybe you disagree. 888-340-3373. Final few minutes next. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
And if you're watching on the Biz TV Network or the UAN, that shot right there that Nick just put up was Lady Liberty. She's still lifting her flame of liberty and freedom towards the watching world, those that wish to come here. I'm reminded of that all the time. It's one of the reasons why this news story that popped across my desk this afternoon, the president threatening to use executive action to stop any and all deportations. Really, Mr. President? You want to stop any and all deportations? So the alien criminals that have done things like whack people on the head with stones and killed them, you want to make sure that they don't get sent home. Why should we still be feeding them? I don't understand. Anyway, it's that kind of world. We've got a lot of good stories up at BaldwinMcCullough.com, including the thing I started the show with, Dr. Susan Rice scoffing at whether or not this select committee on Benghazi is going to do any good. And I just want to reiterate what I said at the beginning of the show, that I think it takes an incredibly insensitive person to scoff at the questions that the family members have not had answered. And, you know, she was at a foreign policy lunch. When she gave her little answer, supposedly it was all, you know, fun and funny, and everybody thought she was just hilarious. I just don't think that the family members thought she was. So I would like to ask her to resign. I would like her to resign. I want her to resign. I want the administration on some level take responsibility for Benghazi, and they still haven't. I got a really good piece on this, by the way, coming out at townhall.com tonight at midnight. Read it, forward it, challenge people with it. I think it'll do an interesting job of that. Anyway, we talked most of the night tonight about the father in Kenosha who filed a restraining order against a fellow 5-year-old that his daughter is in a class with. And I just, some final thoughts on that. When you're a dad, there really shouldn't be anything that gets between you and the welfare of your kids. And when I say anything, I mean really, literally anything. That should be one of the foremost priorities that you make your entire life exist around. And if you can't, if you're too busy for some reason, if there's too much on your plate, if you got one too many things to think about to deal with that, then, friend, you're just asking for trouble for your children. We would be a much better country and a much better place if dads took the responsibility of protection and provision for their family much more seriously. And I know that it's not popular. I know the culture says, don't be the provider and the protector. That's old-fashioned. It's also very good. And moms and children benefit most when you do that. So I would encourage you to at least consider. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, I'll be on the radio all next week. I hope you'll check me out on Facebook.com/KMC01. TheBingeThinker.com is the website. On Twitter at KMC Radio. And until this time next week, have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday night here on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Pornographic magazines.